This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on rallying for $15 per hour. Before catching a plane for the UK, I went down with 15 local 100 United Labor Union members and supporters with our t-shirts on to join the New Orleans Peace for the National Rally and Demonstration for raising wages to $15 per hour for fast food and other workers in the U.S. We met in the parking lot of the new Whole Foods grocery store in New Orleans on Broad Street in Mid-City. No small irony there, since they are not the best on wage issues by a long shot, but they are at least smart enough to look the other way when 50 people are mustering in their parking lot. Our crowd was pretty typical of what has become the new normal for these kinds of events around the country, a smattering of union activists from the local labor council, AFGE, and others who were in town to help with the end game of the Landrieu election for Senate was there. There were some red shirts saying Unite Here for the local union. There were shirts identifying a local immigrant rights organization and one saying Legalize Arizona from the marches there several years ago, a t-shirt in action I was proud to participate in as well. There were some shirts calling for $15 per hour, who I assume were a combination of local and out-of-town SEIU folks, but none of us knew any of them other than the national campaign organizer assigned to New Orleans, who convened the meetings that brought all of us here. Perhaps there were two or three McDonald's workers and other fast food operations. One spoke briefly before we marched over to the McDonald's on Canal Street next to the RTA building, named after A. Philip Randolph, the former legendary head of the Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters. There weren't many civilians. This was a labor for labor rally. It was a gorgeous December day in New Orleans with temperatures in the 70s, so t-shirt weather all the way. There was some whispering before we began about the fact that, contrary to earlier claims, four workers had been fired the previous year for their participation, 3 days after the annual rallies. Nonetheless, we were encouraged to parade individually through the store. It was all good spirited with hoops and chants and whatnot. Many were surprised and confused to read the news reports later that some people had been arrested since this had somehow happened off to the side or after the main column had gone on about their business. On the whole, this is all good stuff. We need to have unions and union activists standing up for lower wage workers, especially given the tenuousness of their employment. Advocating for higher wages for workers is 100% the business of unions, and given the frozen minimum wage, fast food workers are a good poster people for the campaign. Portrait of a leader of these actions from Kansas City, profiled in the New York Times, was inspiring. This is decidedly not about unionizing these workers, nor a strike in any way, but none of that should detract from the fact that it's the right thing to do, and we all should do our part. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.